I'm expecting God to do some great things. My name's Bobby and this is Carolyn. We've been married how long? 31? Is it 31 years? It'll be 31 years in October.
32.
Be 32 in October? Are you sure? Okay, it's probably 32. I usually get our oldest son and then back up, go forward a year or something like that. But that's good. We're going to have a good time here. The Lord really spoke to me and told me to come. So anytime he does tell us something like that, he has a plan and a purpose. And so it's going to be good. Share with the people a little bit and talk to them.
Well, as the 50s group came out, that's a real prophetic word from the Lord. A prophet friend of ours had told us in the last month that the Lord was going to take us back to the 50s. And that really blessed me, Terry. You know, when you said, I said, boy, the Lord is speaking here this morning already. And He is. You know, it's just the Spirit of the Lord that would be upon any of us. But, you know, the Lord wants, it's good sometimes to take inventory of those past things. So we're just exciting. And you might want to read Psalm 15, that was in the prophetic, you know, word of the Lord. So anyway, we're excited, and it's just great to be in the kingdom for such a time as this. And I know that none of us are here by accident this morning. Maybe you've never been here this morning, but the power of the Holy Spirit drew you here, and He has a special word for you that will transform your life. And I'm just praying that if there's any people that are lost here today, maybe you don't know Jesus, that today will be the day of salvation, that you'll get nailed down, that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, and you'll be in the kingdom throughout eternity, not for just in these days. But we bless you and thank you for asking us to come. It's a real blessing to me to get to travel with Bobby. We've traveled for many years now, and I'm just not able to go on all the trips, or maybe that I just don't want to go on all the trips. But anyway, I've just taken a lot of time off for the past several months. If you can say a few weeks is a lot of time off, but it's wonderful to be home, and we appreciate the hospitality of you guys here, and you all have just fed us and just made us feel like this is home away from home. And it's just a thrill and an honor to be here, and I know God is going to speak through us in these days.
Yeah,
so buckle up.
We pigged out last night, didn't we?
Oh, did we? I'm
that
telling
was
you.
Good. What
three
do you think
desserts
about this? Did y'all have power outage? Everybody's power went off? Yeah, so I believe that's a sign, but the Lord will talk to us a little bit more about that. Many times when we go into a city, it blows the power circuits out. Honestly, it blows all the sound systems out. I don't know how that works, but it's kind of exciting, unless it's your power surge that's going out. But I don't know how that works, but it happens with a friend of mine, Paul Kane. Paul Kane goes into places and blows the air conditioners and the TV cameras and all that kind of stuff out. But there is power. How many of you know God has more power than the electrical company?
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So I'm glad that he had power enough to turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
Yes.
We do travel a lot. We go all over the world, honestly. And it's not because we're such a wonderful speaker or we look so nice. It's the anointing. People
right.
are hungry for the power of God.
That's right.
And we're going to be talking about today the power of God. It's time that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ begins to move in New Testament biblical power.
Mm-hmm.
It's time we start casting out devils. It's time we start laying hands on the sick. It's time we start doing the works of Jesus. How many of you agree with that?
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. That's not something that's passed away. The Bible declares Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He did yesterday, He still does today. What He did when He was here in His physical body, He does now through His corporate body, which is the church. And what does He do? He raises the dead. He casts out devils. He preaches the gospel. He heals the sick. That's what Jesus does. He preaches the good news of the kingdom. And aren't you glad we've got good news to share?
Amen.
I want you to know we serve a powerful God.
Yes,
He's an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
And He's about to really reveal His power. When Bob Jones, that's who Carolyn was talking about a moment ago, talked about the Lord was going to bring back the 50s. In the 50s, there was a tremendous, almost unprecedented healing, anointing, and power manifestation around the United States. Men like William Branham, people like that, that really walked in tremendous power. And that seems to have been shut off for about 40 years in real manifestation of power. But it's back on as of January the 16th, 1996. God is restoring all of that. And so we can move into some wonderful anointing. And so it's going to be great. Tell them about our grandchildren. We've got two grandsons.
That's right. And well, first of all, we have two wonderful sons and a daughter-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. Got two boys.
Two boys. Our younger son, Sean, is 25 and he's married. And they have two great little boys. Brandon is 8 months and Blake is almost 3. So we're blessed. And those of you that are grandparents know exactly what we're talking about. And just can't, you know, unless you have grandchildren, you just don't know how foolish that you can become over these small children.
They're wonderful, man.
They are absolutely
wonderful. We put them on television.
Wonderful.
We let them preach with us. It's incredible. But we let them play the instruments. And
they live just 5 miles from us. And our older son lives with us. So we're really, you know, close family unit. And so the Lord is bringing our children around. And, you know, we've wanted to bring them around quicker, but it has to be the Lord doing the work and not, you know, thus saith, you know, mom or dad, you know. And so anyway, I'm just thankful that the Lord is moving in our lives and we see miracles in our own life. And it's wonderful to see miracles, you know, throughout the land and other people's lives. But we want to see it in our own lives. And I'm just thankful that we're seeing that. And
so you believe in miracles?
I believe in miracles.
And
we are
a miracle. Baptist? You're a Baptist?
Yes.
And you believe in miracles?
Yes. I'm a Baptist and believe in Holy Ghost miracles.
See, I pastor Southern Baptist Church. Been there almost 20 years. This February will be 20 years pastoring the same church, which is very unique.
That's right.
The average Southern Baptist stays, 20, 30 months, something like that. But we've been there almost 20 years. Now, it's been one war right after another,
That's right. Wonderful.
Boy, God is doing some great things. It's exciting. I wouldn't trade anything for what God's
doing right now.
Amen. It is incredible.
Amen.
And we do believe in miracles. One time I was doing an interview for a magazine, and they said, "You mean you're a Southern Baptist and you believe in miracles?" I said, "Oh, yes. Being a Southern Baptist doesn't give me license to disbelieve the Bible."
That's right. So we
have to believe what the Scripture says. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of fun with this thing. I'll tell you, if whatever you're doing isn't fun, quit it. It's not the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Is that right? Mm. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, rules and regulations, but it is righteousness, peace, and
joy
in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, God likes to have fun. If you don't want to have fun, don't go to heaven and screw it up for the rest of us, okay? Is that right? Is heaven going to be fun?
Yes.
Does the Bible say at His right hand are pleasures forevermore?
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. Are we going to be at His right hand in heaven? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
So heaven's going to be wonderful. It's not going to be like, you know, sitting there just afraid you're going to do something out of order. Listen, we're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be great. You know, heaven, we're not going to be like Casper sitting on a cloud fiddling around for eons. You know, I used to think that, and I think boring, you know, get there and, you know, same thing, playing a harp on a cloud for, you know, trillions of years. But that's not how heaven's going to be. There's created beings that God has created for the purpose of praising Him that we've not yet viewed, and it's going to be incredible when we get glimpses of glory and make Jurassic Park look like, you know, nothing. They are six-winged creatures, multi-faced creatures that fly across heaven hollering, "Glory to God, glory to God." Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to see those. We'll say, God Almighty, did you see that? You know? It won't be like Chevy Chase looking at Lampoon Vacation. Yeah. I mean, we'll get there and we'll say, "Wow!" You know, it's going to be something, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We need to limber up and enjoy God.
That's right.
He's not some high school principal waiting to send us to detention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, He sent His Son to deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
He
Amen.
Wants us to enjoy
yes.
the kingdom.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm about to preach.
Bobby, I feel that the skit, you know, back to the 50s, you know, was a very prophetic sign. I'm not just saying that. And God does want us to loosen up. Hey, we are free. We have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And freedom, you know, that is much better than bondage. Hey, we've all been in bondage, haven't we? But Jesus came to set us free.
Been bound, been free.
So,
freedom's better.
Hey, just play the whole song and just let her rip. I love that. And that skater going through here.
Yeah,
That is awesome. And that's what God wants to do in the church. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, God's not religious. We are, but He's not.
Yeah. He is not religious.
That's right. And the young people, they love it. Just love it. And we older ones love it too, don't we?
That's right. Really, do you believe God is not religious? Now, religion is attempting to touch God apart from the Holy Spirit. God is not religious. Isaiah 1 said it makes Him sick. That's what it says. It wearies Him. He says, "Away with your new moons and your Sabbaths and your holy assemblies." He said, it wearies God. Isn't that something? Religious activity wearies God. Isn't that amazing? It says in Revelations, it makes Him sick. It said, if we're neither hot nor cold, if we're lukewarm, He will what? Spew us out of His mouth. Hurl chunks, you know, blow chunks, you know, something. I wouldn't want to be making God grow chunks, would
for,
you?
For us Baptists, isn't it?
It really is.
But I pray, Lord, I believe, but help thy mind unbelief. But God is changing, and we're going to have to change, you know, some of our traditions, some of those religious things that we've been taught, and we've all been there. You talk about been there, done it, and got the T-shirt to prove it. Well,
yeah, yeah.
We Baptists have been there and done it, and we've got the, you know, religious spirits to prove it. But God wants to set us free, and that's what He's doing. And sometimes it's a quick thing, but sometimes it takes a little longer for some of us. And hey, I know, and when the Lord started, you know, really working in our life, and He really, Bobby can share the testimony on our 25th wedding anniversary, how that the Lord, it was in 1989, how the Lord came with tremendous power, you know, things that, you know, that we had not, you know, really had known about. But when it starts happening to you, and you know that you are a sane person, you know that that it's real. Share with them about the keychain that kid gave you in Spokane.
This week I was in Spokane doing a meeting with Larry Randolph and Bob Jones and some fellas doing a prophetic meeting, and a big, tall, lanky kid walked up to me, and he was nervous because he was going to speak to me, and he was really kind of in awe, and he said, I think the Lord told me to give you this. And, you know, his little knees were shaking, his mouth was dry, and he handed me a keychain which said, "I'm not weird, I'm gifted." And so I put it on my briefcase. There it is right there. I'm going to do a series of messages on "I'm not weird, I'm gifted." Now, I'm going to tell you something. Do you believe that we're just now trying to move into some normal Christianity? And when we start moving into normal Christianity, people think we're weird? Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ wants to give us power. Now, we've brought some materials here for you, and this is the first time I've ever in all of our ministry packed a box of material. We most times have people that travel around with us, but I packed a box of material. Now, somebody said, "Do you write books?" No, I write booklets. These are little 30 or 40, 70-page booklets. And one is talking about activating the anointing, how to stir up the gift of God. One is the anointing, how to receive the power of God. This talks about how we went to Benny Hinn, had him to lay hands on us, etc., like that. And then one is called an unction to function. Now, unction to function, and it's talking about mobilization, unction to function. God's word to the end time church is get ready. So you need to pick up some of these materials, and so they're not very expensive. I don't know how much they are, but take them. Just here. Well, y'all will read them during the service. Here, you twisted. You were twisting real good, and so you can have them. Where's the skater? Where's the skating? Here, skater. Activating the anointing. That's pretty good. The anointing. Here, this guy. So you're going to have a real deal today. You're going to have a great time. Who wants the anointing? Here, you want this? And then here's one, activating the anointing. I'll just pitch it out through there and hope it doesn't strike somebody and they say, "Ah, I'm hit in the face with a..." And then here's one, the names of God, what they really mean to us. And here, you can have this. You're going to like that. It talks about the name and the nature of God. Let's see. Here's some... Now, all of these are free. This is a prophetic newsletter we do. Well, it's not free. It's $10 a year, but that cost us more to print it than that. But we give out prophetic newsletters. Now, I don't know if you believe in the prophetic or not, but we are a prophetic generation. Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And I believe it's time that we should be like the sons of Issachar, knowing the times and the seasons and what Israel ought to do. And some of the things that God has used us to prophesy about, we've predicted the Desert Storm War, the day and the hour it would happen, months before it happened, predicted exactly the day and the hour it would start, predicted the earthquake down in L.A., and predicted about the bombing out in the World Trade Center, and all of these are on television footage, so it can't be denied about it. And many, many other prophetic insights that God has shared with us. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 29:29 that the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed belong to us. So He does reveal prophetic insights. He says in Amos, the Lord will do nothing, but He first reveals His secrets to His servants, the prophets. And so we are a prophetic generation. The Apostle Peter said in Acts 2:16-17, says, quoting Joel 2:28, "In the last days God will pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and our daughters shall prophesy." And so prophesy means a telling forth and also a predictive part, where we predict what's going to happen in the future. That is the role and the ministry of the prophetic. One reason the pseudo-psychics are having such a heyday now is the church has been silent about the prophetic. And so the 1-900 psychic deal and all that kind of stuff, that is demonic. It's not of God, but it is showing that there's a great hunger in America for the prophetic. And so it's time the church stands up and begins to say, yes, we do have a predictive word from God. And so it really is pretty neat. So one of these series is about the power of the prophetic. And it really is important to know. Many, many, many times in the Bible we find about the prophetic being used. And so you need to pick this up. And then here's one about the power of the Holy Spirit. This one says $20. That's pretty high. But it's four tapes and a little album cover. So I guess it's okay. We'll run a blue light special. Y'all know what? Y'all have... You know, one time I was ministering with Rick Jordan. He had a big stack of his tapes and stuff up here at the front. So I was just goofing off. So I was picking up, throwing them out in front of all the crowd. And I looked at one of them, 70. I think it was 70 something dollars for a big old volume of stuff. So he said, "Don't worry, I'm taking it out of your love offering anyway." So it was okay. I believe you're really going to be interested in the prophetic, and so I want to give you that, and it's really going to be something. God's going to upgrade you in the prophetic, and so it's going to be good. And I want to give you this thing about the Holy Spirit. God is really going to be doing some stuff about the power and the signs of the Holy Spirit. Well, good. Now, the rest of y'all have to buy something unless God just really moves on us and says, nah, if you need it and you don't have the money, you really can just take it. Because there's not very many much of it over there. Okay, we're going to talk about power for a purpose. Look at your neighbor and say, power for a purpose. Power. Do we need power?
Yes.
Why do we need power? For the right purpose. The right purpose is to do the work of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I need the power of God.
I need the power of God.
To do the work of Jesus.
To do the work of Jesus.
Jesus tells me I'm to do the work that He did. You say, where is that, preacher? It's in John 14:12. Turn to John 14:12. Let's look at that. John 14:12. If you have a Bible that has this function to it, it should be written in red there. The writing in red is a symbol that Jesus is speaking, correct? Okay, John 14:12, Jesus says, now this is not some charismatic, this is not some hyper 10 evangelist that's come to town. This is the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ says, verily, verse 12, John 14, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth upon me and the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Now look what Jesus said. Who is qualified to do these works? If you're a believer, he that believeth in me. Now, everyone that is a Christian is a believer. How do you get to be a Christian? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You activate your faith, put your faith in the living Lord Jesus and His finished work upon the cross, His death, burial, resurrection. As many as receive Him, to them He gives the power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. And the Bible said, as many as call upon Him, He saves. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that Romans 10? What is it? 10:13, that's right. Romans 10:9 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. So every saved person is a believer. Matter of fact, that's the only way you get saved, is be a believer, correct? This means yes. Unless you're in India. We were in India not long ago. And you know, in Texas, where we're from, this means yes. This means no. This means I don't know what in the world you're talking about. But in India, they got the same sign for yes and no. They go, their head just wiggles like that, you know. And I'd say, is this chicken? You know, does this have curry in it? You know, well, the answer is yes. But anyway, so we need to respond to the message. If you're a believer, you're a Christian. If you really have exercised faith in Jesus Christ. So this power that God wants to release is for believers. And the believers to do what? These works that I do. Now, Jesus Christ healed the sick. He preached the gospel. It's all recorded over there in Matthew chapter, I believe it's maybe 4, where it talks about that the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the Lord Jesus. He returned in the power of the Spirit from the wilderness. He was led of the Spirit up in the wilderness. He was tempted. And he talks about Him being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we need the power of the Holy Spirit if we're going to do the work of Jesus. Now, it says in Acts 10:38. Can you turn to Acts 10:38 and let's read that? Acts 10:38, it says that God did something to Jesus. The word Christ is a word that means anointed. And so we're going to find out that God did something to the anointed. How many of us know that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yet, it says in Acts 10:38, God does something to His Son. Somebody just read Acts 10:38 out loud.
Our God went to Jesus and Nazareth, the Holy Spirit, and with power, and went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Okay, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and He went about doing good. Now, here we have the Son of God being anointed. We have the Anointed One being anointed. Now, He was anointed with power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to get this very deep down in your spirit. There is no real divine power apart from the Holy Spirit. You cannot divorce and separate those two, the power and the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, Jesus talking. You want to read it? But you shall receive power when? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the absolute other parts of the earth. Now, if we're going to have power for a purpose, we're going to have the anointing. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power. How many of you believe it's time the church begins to demonstrate the power of God?
Amen.
The word demonstrate is a strange word. Matter of fact, it's used only one time in the New Testament in this concept, and there it is in 1 Corinthians 2. Demonstration of the Spirit's power. And the word demonstrate means to put on display or to literally show off. Now, most of the time, showing off is in a bad light, isn't it? But the Lord says through the Apostle Paul, we are to show off or display the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, so that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's time the church, which you are, begin to display the power of God. Why? So we can fulfill the purposes of God. The purposes of God is to go about doing good, healing all that is oppressed of the devil. And we need to manifest that Jesus is with us. It says about the early apostles over there in Acts 4, when they learned that they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men, they took notice of them that they had what? Been with Jesus. The anointing reveals to people that we've been with Jesus. Now, here's what happened to me as a Baptist. It could have happened to me as a Methodist, but I just so happened I was a Baptist. Now, I wasn't born a Baptist. I was born a heathen. And I turned into an alcoholic, started drinking when I was 8 years old. My daddy died in a mental institution from a venereal disease. I never knew my father. He worked heavy equipment out on the road jobs. Lived in sin, caught a venereal disease, and died a lunatic in a mental institution. My mom had two other children, had me in her womb at this time, and she attempted to abort me with a coat hanger. Here she was pregnant, dad was lunatic in a mental institution, she had two babies in diapers, a girl 2 years older than myself, and my brother who was 1 year older than me, and my mom attempted to abort me with a coat hanger. Now, I'll tell you about the prophetic. I knew that before she ever told me. I told my wife about it. My wife said, you couldn't know about yourself while you was in the womb. I said, well, I did. Now, I tell you, a fetus can respond to the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist was full of the Holy Ghost from his mommy's tummy. When he heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, he rejoiced even, leaped in for joy in his mommy's womb. Isn't that neat? Well, I realized things about me while I was still in my mom's womb. Well, anyway, Jeremiah did. Said about God speaking about Jeremiah the prophet, before I formed thee, while you were still in your mommy's tummy, I knew you, I called you to be a prophet unto the nations. Remember that? Jeremiah 1:9. Isn't that neat? Aren't you glad God knows all about us? He said, before you were created in the secret parts, He knows about us. I love a God like that. God never has to say, whoops. Aren't you glad? Nothing ever catches God off guard. He does, oh, what am I going to do now? He's already got the end planned out before He ever started. Isn't that a wonderful God? I love a God like that. Psalms 139 talks about God being God and God knowing everything about everybody and everything that's going to happen. Isn't that good? Amen. Where shall I flee from thy presence? Isn't that a great verse? Psalms 139 talks about God knowing everything. Verse 23 says, search me, O God, and try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way that's everlasting. He can search us because He knows everything about us. Amen. Can't hide from God. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
We're always under the supervision and surveillance of God. I see you. I see you. Yeah. I'm glad. You ever walk in a business, they got those little spy cameras? Yeah. That's pretty neat, though. God has His eye upon us all the time. I'm thankful. Nothing can slip up on us without God seeing it. Get off Him. He's my kid. You know. Don't you like that? I like that. He watches over us. The eyes in whom and we have to do, the eyes of Him in whom we have to do, we're all naked and exposed, the Bible said. You can't cover up your life from God. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Where shall I flee from your presence? Well, we need the anointing so we can do the work of Jesus. Now, if you don't intend to do the work of Jesus, if you just want to be religious and play religious games, you don't need the anointing. Do you believe that? But if we intend to move into destiny, move into the purpose for which we were created, we must have power. So when I was a Baptist, I got to examining verses like Mark 16, 17. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out devils in my name. They'll speak with new tongues. In my name they'll take up serpents. In my name they'll lay hands upon the sick. And I said, wait a minute. I'm not doing that. I'm a believer. So I really begin on a search. I begin to look for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So I went to some of the leaders in our association. I said, what about Mark 16, 17 through 20? They patted me on the head like a little puppy and said, well, really, that's not supposed to be in the Scriptures. I said, well, wait a minute. All Scriptures given by inspiration. God is profitable for doctrine, reproof, corrections, instructions in righteousness that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished into all good works. I said, what about this? Then the next one I went to, one of the leaders in my denomination said, you just shouldn't mess with that Holy Spirit stuff. It'll mess up your ministry. I said, well, somebody should have told Jesus. Correct?
Right.
Said He was full of the Holy Spirit. Listen, He was filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was. And you know what? That guy was telling me the truth.
Yeah.
But my ministry needed to be messed with. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will wreck your ministry. And He will create God's ministry.
Right.
Now, I was doing an interview one time with a magazine. They said, now, what can you tell the readers to expect when they get full of the Holy Spirit? I said, trouble! That's what you can expect to get. Trouble! But it's fun. Look at Paul, full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, when he came into town, they didn't pick him up in an entourage. Most time he ended up in a dungeon. Full of the Holy Spirit, wasn't he? Paul the Apostle. He used to write the biggest part of the New Testament. Cast him in prison. Isn't that something? Midnight, Paul and Silas was in prison. They said, oh, look what a mess you got us into, God. No. At midnight, they did what in Acts 16? Prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They had such an impact on the prison when all the doors were open, the prisoners wouldn't even leave.
Right.
I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit has magnetism. Isn't that something?
Right.
Remember Acts 16?
Right.
It's in there. Well, really, what we do preach, we back it with Scripture because you can't do what we do without having a biblical base for it. That's really the truth. Do you believe that they called Jesus mad?
Right.
Let's go get him. He's beside himself. Did they call Paul mad? Much learning doth make thee goofy. Remember that? And so the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit's power to do the work of Jesus. How do we get the Holy Spirit's power? We obey God. The Holy Spirit's given to them that obey. Have you ever wondered why it says in Acts 2:1? Everybody say
Acts
2:1. I like that hand jive. Yeah, that's pretty neat. You know, I like the twist. That was pretty good. And the hula hoop, that's harder to do than you think. Especially for me. You know, I mean, there's gravity and, you know, we get all this moving. No telling where that hoop would go, man. Get all this moving in different directions. That hoop spin out and they say, satellite launch. But it was something. Now, have you ever wondered why it says in Acts 2:1? They were all in one, where? Place. They were all in one place. They're all in one accord in one place. All in one accord in one place. Have you ever wondered why they were in that place? They were in that place because that's the place Jesus told them to go get. Luke 24:49. Luke 24:49, Jesus said, go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from up on high. Now what if the disciples would have said, you know, man, never liked Jerusalem this time of the year, but over at Antioch, there's a new mall, and man, there's, you know, they got a red apple sale, and let's just go hang out at Caesarea. No, they were in one place because that was the place God said for them to get. If we're going to get what God's giving, we better follow His directions on how to get it. Go tarry in Jerusalem, Luke 24:49. They were all in one place. And suddenly there came what? Acts 2:1. Is Acts in the New Testament? Do we base our theology on the New Testament mainly? Yes. They were all in one place, in one accord, and suddenly there comes a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Now, a lot of people think the Holy Ghost is something between a parakeet and a pigeon. No, He was like a hurricane that day. A rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. We're talking about the power for the purpose. And they got filled with the Holy Ghost. What was the first accusation brought against the church full of the Holy Ghost? These men are drunk. Now, let's just think for a moment. Wouldn't that be dangerous? Why do you suppose the accusation from those watching was, these men are drunk? Why do you suppose that was the accusation? Could it be they appear to be drunk? Could it be their mannerisms and their actions appeared to be drunk? I would suggest yes. Let's take the lever and pull. Yes! Why do you suppose now during these days one of the great manifestations happening all over the body of Christ seems to be a drunkenness? Is that happening? Oh yes. This is happening all over the earth. I'm telling you, we preach in places all over the earth, and guess what happens? People fall out of their pew and they're drunk. Dignified people, sophisticated people, educated people fall out on the floor drunk under the power of the Holy Ghost. Strangest thing I've ever seen. It's happened to me a lot. It's happened to people I know. We was over in Germany preaching in a church, and there was a very sophisticated lady on the front seat I'm talking about, and her husband was one of the professors in a big wig theological place there. And I look at this lady, she's got every hair in place, and she's sitting there just so dignified, and the Lord said, tell her she's fixing to be drunk in the Holy Spirit for 3 days. So I look at her and I said, lady, the Lord said you're going to be drunk in the Holy Spirit for 3 days. She looked at me and went, boom, fell out on the floor. She's the pastor's, one of the leading pastor's wives. She's wasted for 3 days. He had to dress her. I mean, listen, he drug her into the services. Throw her on the front seat and she'd sit there adrift. I mean, you couldn't have held a pistol to her head and made her act like that. It was the Holy Spirit. Man, we've been in places where, you know, suave and sophisticated people do that. Just a few days ago, I was off in France, preaching in a city in France, and the preacher came to me, and the preacher said, man, something's really up. I said, what is it? He said, the guy, like the mayor of this city, is here, and he's not a believer in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I said to the preacher, don't worry, bring him up here on the front where he'll have a good seat where you can see what's going on. So they bring this guy up to the front. Set him on the front. Now, he's not a believer in the power of the Holy Ghost. And we're in France, and he's got this little scarf around his neck, and he's dressed to a T, and he's sitting there and observing this. Now, this guy that we're preaching with has the first Christian school in France, has a lot going on there, real aggressive. Yeah, and here's the mayor of the city sitting there who's not a believer. So I'm down doing just like I'm doing now. I'm just walking and preaching and having fun. And this guy is sitting there. Man, you can tell he doesn't believe spit about none of it. So I finally walk back and I look at him, and our eyes lock. And guess what happens? This guy falls off the front seat. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen any of this, but his top torso has fell to the floor, and his arms are out like this, but his legs are still working. So it looks kind of like a rooster in heat. It's kind of the best way I could describe it. And it's like this. and he starts running. Mayor of the city. And he runs by me. And I'm watching.
He circle there. And make another circle. It was a strange thing. Let me get this thing. I'm going to pull my mic loose.
Somebody help me. But needless to say, before the guy ran, fell over for a while. In a moment, he got back and sat down. He looked so shocked. And next night, he comes back. He said, the pastor said, he wants to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, you remember me? I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, what happened to me? I said, you tell me. He said, I don't know. He said, but I'm free inside here now. I'm free inside here now. See, now, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Now, let me tell you people who have a fear about surrendering to the Holy Ghost. He's on a mission. He has a mandate. And is to glorify the Lamb of God. John 16:14. Jesus said about the Holy Ghost, he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit is on a mission. You remember the Blues Brothers film? They thought they were on a mission. Well, I mean, the Holy Ghost really is on a mission. That's a funny... I'd like to preach in a church like that when they went into... Remember? You remember that? Blues Brothers, they was on a mission. They got in this church and James Brown was preaching. Oh, it's nuts. But it's a... I've been in a few like that, but... it's pretty good. Where we preach, sometimes we let them stage dive. See, I don't intend to let the world have more fun than the church. It's really true. Church should have the best music. We ought to empty the bars. They ought to say, hey, man, this stuff is trash. Let's go to the church. See, we got the genuine, what they have the counterfeit of. You know, they're sniffing, shooting, swallowing, all that. We got the genuine euphoria of the Holy Ghost. That's good. Listen, if you don't like the Holy Ghost, you're really going to be in trouble in the end time church. Because the Holy Spirit's going to fall upon the end time church with power. Power for a purpose. I like this breeze. Pretty neat. I tell them we had to pay to get cool in Texas. You know, it's pretty cool breeze come through here. Y'all like living here? Well, good. God's going to do a lot of stuff geographically around here, you know. Going to do some stuff, so it's going to be neat. But it's pretty neat. I'm really just here to tell you that the Lord is fixing to bless this church with the power and the anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost. We're going to see miracles start happening in this place. This is going to be a church where there's a breakthrough unprecedented about the Holy Spirit in this region. And there's going to be a unity come between this church and the blacks. And let me tell you something about that. God is fixing to do something with the black community that'll make what happened at Azusa Street seem like kindergarten. So you'll want to buddy up with the blacks. You really will. God is fixing to pour tremendous anointing out upon them. And really, well, just get used to it. God does it however he wants to with whomever he wants to. There's John the Baptist. Didn't look like the rest of the guys. Act like the rest of the guys. But he had something they didn't have. He had the anointing. Correct? Remember that? John the Baptist. All of Judea came out to him. And he didn't know Dale Carnegie's course on winning friends and influencing people. He said, you bunch of snakes, vipers, hypocrites. Is that what he said? Isn't that amazing? Seemed like God testified to it. Jesus came and said, I want you to baptize me. Is that correct? And John said, wait a minute, I have need to be baptized. But anyway, he baptized him. Heaven's open. And what happened? Spirit of God descended down in the form of a dove. And God spoke. New Testament principle, God spoke. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Now see, now we think, well, it could have been a tape recording. No, I'm telling you, listen. God spoke from heaven. How would you like to have been on that Jordan riverbank when that happened? Heaven's departed. Holy Ghost comes down, lights upon Jesus. Listen, that's what the Holy Ghost always does. Brings attention to Jesus. He illuminates the life of the Lord Jesus. Well, it's kind of fun. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. He's the only God agent at work on this earth today. Ooh, beam me up, Scotty. You feel that? Ringing. I sense somebody has ringing in the ears, you know. Heart, here, buzzing in your ear. No, we don't do that kind of stuff. We do that. We call out words of knowledge a lot of times, you know, but that was just fun. You feel like feedback? You'll get a little feedback there. You doing all right? Come here just a second. Well, one of the symbols of the Holy Ghost is just drunkenness. You believe that? Now, this looks like a pretty sober fella. You believe that?
Yeah.
But I've got news for you. God's going to touch you with anointing, and you're going to be drunk in the Spirit of God for a little while, but it'll be good for you. It'll really help you. And you really have been crying out for the anointing. And God said He's going to answer that cry. You even had a talk with the Lord and said, God, I want Your power at all cost. That was His words, at all cost. So isn't that neat? You don't mind this, do you? That's going to be good. Let me see your hands. Say, Lord, touch me. Yes, Lord. Make him drunk in the Holy Ghost for a few days. Yes. Yeah. Now, Jesus breathed upon people, John 20:21. Breathed upon them, said, receive you the Holy Ghost. It's not foul breath, you know. We've seen thousands of people fly through there and fall. Russia the other day, we'd point our finger and hundreds of people in sections would fly through that. Russia! Big old Busky ladies that had never sensed the Holy Ghost, man. Fellow where all you could see was legs. Looked like a stovepipe. It was fun, though. What, isn't that neat? Don't you like what God's doing? Sets captives free. Isn't this neat? Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
Come here just a moment. I want to talk with you. Let's have a little walk. Isn't this sweet? Tell me your name.
Jean.
That's good. Oh, you're wonderful.
Yes, I am.
She's wonderful. Has a great hunger for the Lord.
Yes, I do.
Yes, she really does. Oh, yes, she really does. Isn't that wonderful? Jean has a hunger for the Lord. Isn't that? Jean's having fun. Don't worry. Jean's having fun. Lord likes it. See, now this thing is not just a young hip-hop deal. Jean, can I ask your age? You're drunk enough to tell me now. 84 and on the floor because of the power of the Holy Ghost. See? Isn't that something? Now, I'm telling you, God is restoring this. Isn't that neat? Bless her heart, she's having fun. Oh, boy. And let me tell you something about this. It's legal. It's really legal, you know. The rest of the guys, they're worried. Oh, wonder if they'll catch our stash. Isn't this something? God's going to use you in supernatural healings and deliverance. God's going to use you in supernatural healings and deliverance. You're going to see people set free, especially from addictions. Give me 10. It's okay. It's going to be okay. You believe that? You believe that God's going to get used of God in supernatural deliverances? It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Tell us, it's all right. Y'all remember that? Y'all ever see that guy on the Ed Sullivan Show a jillion years ago? He'd pull out, he had his little finger thing. He'd, it's all right. You ever see that? Ed who? He says, Ed who? It's all right. Yeah. What was his name? You remember him?
Senior,
yeah. It's all right. It's all right. So I just want you to know it's all right. You believe it's okay? It really is okay. God says to tell you no more bad dreams. You're going to have a wonderful time when you sleep. A wonderful time when you sleep. So it's going to be good. You believe that? Come here just... I'm not going to hurt you. You can trust a guy like me. No, really. No more bad dreams. Can I pray over your head? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the gifting of the Spirit of God. I thank you for the peace and tranquility that comes to this dear girl's heart. In Jesus' name. We break all the ancestral curses, the things from the past. It's gone in Jesus' name. And I just release great peace to you. So he said, I'm just going to give you wonderful peace. Isn't that neat? Give me 5. God bless you. It's okay. Past curses are gone. Isn't that neat? You like this? It's pretty neat. Well, preacher, what do you want to do? You want to just mess with the people some? Is that all right? Yeah. Really, it's, you know, that's not a good terminology, but it is okay. We just, somebody said, could you explain your ministry? I said, no, not really. We just kind of hang out and do whatever God wants to do. But I want to release anointing for those that want it after a while. If you really want the anointing, do you want the anointing? If you really want the anointing, just come down here and line up somewhere and we're going to pray for you. We're going to release anointing. It's called the impartation. Now, you believe you can get it? Come on, it's okay. Come on. Y'all just come. That's the way. That's how we did it. We've got footage of us dragging Carolyn down the aisles. Y'all just, yeah. Just come on. Don't be timid. Don't be shy. The aggressive get this, don't they? Yes, sir. The Lord's a healer. He's a deliverer. This is just a cert. You know, that's going to be okay. I like the March for Jesus. Isn't that neat? 12 million people, 178 different countries, marching for Jesus. Isn't that something? 12 million people. Pretty radical, isn't it? Well, good. We'll get up here where we can look at you. Going to be okay. I see a good anointing for you. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all going to get this little book? Unction to Function. Yeah. Sounds like... That's a good name, though. And now there's somebody else that's talking about it. Say, Lord, I want your power. I'll serve you. I want to do the works of Jesus. I want to see the kingdom expanded. I need your anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to honor you. Holy Spirit, I want you to touch my life. I want you to convict me of any sin in my life. I want to be cleansed. I want to be pure. I want to be a vessel of honor for the Holy Spirit to rest in. Yes, yes. The Lord is wonderful. I feel a wonderful anointing for you guys. It's going to be a breakthrough day. God is up to something here in the spirit realm. He's going to touch many, many of you. Will never be the same after today. Not because, but it's because of the touch of the anointing. The application of the anointing upon our lives. So Lord, I want to thank you for the giftings of God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We're excited about the power of God. We're excited about being in the kingdom for this time. Just hold your hands out. The Lord's fixing to come and touch you and minister to you. Now, what we're going to do, we're just going to come by, and I don't think we'll give individual prophetic words unless God just really stops us and causes us to do that. But we are going to come by and lay hands on you. There is an impartation of the Spirit of God by the laying on of hands. And so the Lord wants to do this for you. Really, in this impartation, God will give you what He is preparing you for. Every one of us are being prepared for the harvest, for this great end-time gathering of souls that we find ourselves on the threshold of. Some are going to be anointed in supernatural manifestations of gifts and callings. And so I never really try to... We don't even look for the manifestations. We just let the giftings of God flow and fall upon people exactly as God's Spirit gives. The Holy Spirit gives severally as He wills. So He gives you what your heart is prepared for. Yes. Ooh, yeah, Lord, I bless your name. Thank you for what you're up to. So I just want to release the giftings of God, and you don't. We're not looking for people to fall. It's not in the falling. It's in what God does in your heart. People all over the earth fall. They do all kind of different manifestations, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the place where the giftings of God can come and reside and be used. Good. Well, good. I release the power of God for you. Here, man, you can have this. You've been hungry, and God said He's going to fill that hunger in you. More, Lord. More, Lord. Yes. That's really neat. Yes. Yes. You've been crying out, and God is going to really bless you. You've been a real intercessor, but you're going to move in power, giftings, and anointing upon this girl. And He said, you're going to be a brave heart. I know that's a movie for the men, but God said, you're going to be a brave heart. A brave heart. And you're going to receive that. Here, skater. She's going to be wild in the Holy Ghost. That's good, though. Yes. Here. God's going to give this girl dreams, visions that come from Him, and ears to hear it. And your heart is really tender towards receiving. Lord, I bless this lady in Jesus' name. Yes. Nothing is impossible with God. You're going to find that out, young man. Nothing. I release calls upon this dear girl in Jesus' name. Here, you're hungry for this. isn't that, it's a brand new day, he says, to tell you. He says to tell you the past is gone and it's a new day for you. Don't you like that? I do. Smacker, Lord.
Master.
Uh-huh.
Special.
Yeah. Well, Lord, touch this girl. Special, Lord. Special, Lord. Do what you want to do with her in Jesus' name. Yeah. Said he'll come and he said, I'm going to station guards by her. You know, angelic guards by her. That's good. So watch over Lord Jesus all the days of her life.
Happy.
Look how red her hands are. Looky there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. Well, you're going to have a great time. Say, Lord, I believe you.
I believe you.
That's right. Say, more, Lord.
More.
More, Lord. More, Lord. Lord, I release power for this brother. Isn't this neat? This guy said, I want it. You can have it, man. This is for you. More, Lord. More. Yes. That's really okay. Isn't this something? Smack her, Lord. You're a creative person. God said he wants to use that. Lord, bless this girl. Bless this girl. I release your power for her. Yeah. Yeah. You ever thought about being an evangelist? The Lord's thought about that. Here, give me 10. It's okay. Take that, God. It's a new day for you. You're going to have a great time. What do you think about this? It's going to be okay. You're an outgoing girl, and God said he's going to make you wild in the Holy Ghost. You believe that? I do too. Say, more, Lord.
More,
Lord. More, Lord. More. More. Oh, yeah. You're going to be drunk too, dear girl. Yes. Yeah, this girl, yes, he loves your heart. You have a servant's heart and God's going to use you. You're going to be plugged into the power of God and you're going to like that. That's what you've been waiting on. She said, there's got to be more. She kept searching and the Lord said, when you search for me and seek for me like gold and silver, he said, you find stuff much more valuable than gold. Isn't that wonderful? He loves your heart. So Lord, bless her now. Yes. Yeah. Hey, have you ever heard the word radical?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to get it radical. Give him a radical anointing. Hey, here. You ever been butted? I'm about to give you a headbutt. It's okay. He needs that. Just a little headbutt. But he's going to be okay. You know, got a real heart for outreach. Well, say, God, you're good.
God, you're good.
That's right. He's going to show himself good to you. He's going to come beside you as a friend. And that's what you've been looking for, a friend. He said, I'm going to come beside you as a real friend, a true friend, one that stays honest and straight. Honest and straight. Isn't this neat? And he said, don't worry, it's over with. He said, tell you the battle's over with. And guess what? He said, he wins. It really is good for you. Hey, man, yeah. Yeah, you're wild. You're wild. I'm bad.
I'm bad.
That's right. He's going to be bad in the spirit. Isn't that something? You can have this, man. He'll take this. Said, oh, he slugged him. No, I'm just putting power on his hands. Because he wants power. Going to have a visitation from God. Change your whole course of life. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, that's right. What do you think about it?
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. See, I'm nuts. Yeah. You're going to have fun, though.
I want to.
Yeah. Oh, the Lord really loves it when you praise Him. He created you to do that. Can I breathe on you? Yeah, Lord, smack him good.
Yes.
You all right? Yeah, this is fun. Say it's fun.
That's right.
It's fun.
Right.
It is fun. Tell them, say it's fun. It really is. Yes, it really is. Yes, it really is. It's going to be okay. You believe he knows everything about you?
I believe it.
Every hair on your head, and he said to tell you, it's going to be okay. He has more grace than an Olympic judge. I want you to know that. You know, Olympics, you step out of bounds, get knocked down a bunch. But he said he's got a lot of grace, more grace than an Olympic judge. Yeah, so that's pretty good. You all right? It's all right. It really is okay. It's going to be okay. You believe that?
Yeah.
You want power from God?
Yeah.
Ask Him for it. Say, Lord,
yeah.
I want your power. Jesus, I'll serve you. That's right. Tell Him again, I'll serve you. That's really right. I open your ears to hear the things the Spirit of God is saying in Jesus' name. Break this thing off of your neck. And so it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. He won't misuse you. Jesus won't misuse you. You understand that? He will not abuse us. Lord bless him. You believe that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a radical girl. What's this on your neck? Can you tell me about this?
It's my patriot's heart.
Uh-huh. Catholic. Isn't this something? God's going to touch you. You believe that? You're real precious to the Lord. Can I pray over your head? Is that okay? Father, in Jesus' name, bless this dear girl. Let your anointing come. Use her, Lord Jesus. Use her. Give her understanding of your heart. Show your ways in Jesus' name. You're going to study about Moses. You're going to find out a real, you're going to be almost infatuated with the study of Moses, a guy in the Bible. Okay? It'll be fun for you. What do you think about this radical guy?
I think it's great.
It is great, isn't it? You ever thought about preaching on the street? Have you ever thought about that?
At school,
yeah, that's good. I saw him used in outreach in the streets and stuff like that, really bold. God will give you a boldness. So, Lord, I want it. You can have it here. Here. That way he'll have to blame it on himself. You know. Well, it's all right. You believe it's okay? It really is okay. Say everything's new.
Everything's new.
It's a fresh start.
Fresh start.
That's right. I like this. Don't you like this? I do too. I feel a wonderful warmth. That's okay. I feel a wonderful warmth in your heart. Isn't that something? Now you've got a little nosebleed, but it's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay. It's Psalms 51, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me. Would you hand me one of those, please? It's going to be okay. Whoop. Here we go. It's going to be all right. It really is okay. This is happening in a lot of different places. People get around the anointing, blood spurts from their nose. Mahesh Yadav was just telling me about it. He said it was the strangest thing. He went into a place in Asia, and this happened to hundreds of individuals. But it is. It's Psalms 51, and you'll love it. It's a psalm where David is cleansed, and I want you to read Psalms 51, and it's a sign that God is cleansed inside. It really is. Okay? Psalms 51:5, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I do.
The Lord's fixing to do something with a brother that's going to be pretty shocking, but good. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show himself strong.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty neat. I don't know what all he's going to do, but he's going to spin him around. So that'll be good. Say, Lord, accomplish your purposes.
Lord, accomplish your purposes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's right. That's good. Amen. You don't work for a bakery, do you? You know anything about that? Does your brother work for does he drive any kind of a truck that has bakery products on the side? Or anything like that? You don't work for a bakery, do you? I saw a truck go by that had like bread on it, and bread talks about teaching from the Word of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be a load in him, like a truck load of teaching and stuff like that. But I did see a truck go by with had bread on it, and I'm not even hungry yet. Well, good. Say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, you're the Son of God. I trust you, Jesus. Yes. That's right. I hear the word accepted, so I want you to get that deep down in you. Say, Lord, you accept me? Yeah, that's right. That's really right. That's really right. Yeah. I'm going to use you to, I'm going to show you some stuff about the kingdom of God that you've really been questioning about. Lord, I just release your presence for this dear girl in Jesus' lovely name. And he hates arthritis. I want you to know that. So whoever's been messed with arthritis, especially in their joints, God's going to show himself strong. You know anything about that? It's okay. Having fun. Give me 10. That's 5. There we go. You believe the Lord's a mighty warrior?
Amen.
You believe he's a mighty warrior?
Mighty.
He is a mighty warrior. You're going to find that out. He's going to rise and show himself as a mighty warrior. The song they were singing earlier is really right. He's going to ride across the land with a sword and his eyes like a flame of fire. Come here just a moment. Can I pray for you? Now, if you're at the back and you want to come up to the front, that'll be fine. I heard the name Sally. You know anybody named Sally? You're not named Sally, are you? Sometimes people come up and their name is what we pick up. Do you know anybody named Sally?
No.
I really heard Sally, but I know a girl named Sally. Yeah. Say, Lord, here I am. Do anything you want to do with me. Tell him again, here I am.
I surrender.
Do anything you want to do with me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I feel a wonderful peace for you. Yeah. And you feel warmth going into your hands? I feel warmth right here. Right in the palms of your hands. And most of the time when it's like that, they get healing for people. They get to lay hands on people and get them healed. I saw this guy getting a deliverance kind of deal. You know anything about that? Yeah. But yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's good. He's a Lord's good, isn't he? Spared you. You know that? Spared you, gave you life. He said, I gave you life. Really spared you through something. But he's good. Say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you. That's really right. That's right. That's right. You're going to serve him. He loves you.
Right.
He loves you. He spared her life to serve him. And she's told him, Lord, if you let me live, I'll serve you. And so God remembers that. Well, you're a mess, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Can I mess with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't hurt a guy like you. But God spoke to me back there when I walked by. He said, he's going to use you in deliverance, especially with people that's been addicted and messed up. So it's going to be good. I want to pray for you, okay?
Sure.
Tell me your first name.
Dan.
Dan. Yeah, that's good. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift Dan to you. I thank you, Lord, for the plans you have for him. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. The Lord said something about this. He said, when you are really somebody's friend, you're faithful, mm-hmm. and you hang on to them. And so God is going to use even that kind of a deal in this deal that he's going to help you with. He's going to really, when you call somebody a friend, you really mean it. Mm-hmm. And so he likes that about you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, I release the anointing for Dan. Do the things you want to do with him in Jesus' name. Yeah. We talked about going to Cancun. I see a shirt. He's got a Cancun on his shirt. Guy just called us and said, why don't you come to Cancun and rest? I said, yeah, I know what that kind of stuff is. Lord, let your spirit anoint him. Hey, what's your name? Huh? Can you tell me your name?
Derek.
Derek? Well, God bless you. How old are you, man? 7. What do you want to do with your life? Do you know yet? Do you like to play instruments? You like drums? Do you like anything like drums that do beats? Well, good. I just want you to know Jesus loves you. He loves you just like you are. Do you know that? Yeah. He's real sensitive. His heart is sensitive. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. Can I touch your ears? Lord, bless him in Jesus' name. Keep him for the kingdom of God. Use him in a wonderful way in this new army that's coming in Jesus' name. Good. What do you think is going to happen to you? Huh? Tell me your name.
Dan.
Did you meet this Dan? You know him?
Yeah.
Yes. That's good. He's going to get a ministry. Are you a carpenter? You know anything about that?
No.
You're not a carpenter, are you, Dan?
No. Concrete sawer.
Concrete seller or?
Sawer.
You score concrete? That's pretty good. Do you fix up floors and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, well, good. Well, say, Lord.
Lord.
Touch me.
Touch me.
Do that for him. Do that for him, Lord. Yeah, he said, you've been saying, if it's really real, God, count on me. And God said, it's really real. You can count on him. So you're going to find out. Tell the preacher, say, I know God's real.
I know God's real.
God's going to prove himself to me.
God's going to prove himself.
Yeah, he's like Thomas. Remember the guy in the Bible? You know, and so you're going to be like that. When God really proves it, you won't ever turn loose of it. Isn't that neat? Lord bless Dan. Smack him, make him drunk in the Holy Ghost for a few days and radical. And because you're not the kind of guy that's outgoing like that, but he's going to be that away, and you're going to find this out, that he's going to be totally different, and you're going to be used of God. People will come up to you and say, hey man, what happened to you? And you'll be able to tell them about the Lord Jesus. It's really good. You know anybody with the ulcer? Something right in the very... that part of their tummy? You don't have one, do you? What's your name?
Lori.
Are you afraid of me? a little. She said, he's a little weird, but I think he's going to make it okay. Say, Lord, touch me.
Lord, touch me.
That's right. You're an outgoing person. The Lord's going to touch you too. Here, give me five. It's going to be okay. Say, Lord, touch me. Are you a nurse? Do you know anything about that? I feel nurse. You're not a nurse, are you? Nobody's what I think they are. You?
Here's the nurse.
Here's a nurse. Well, that's close enough. You're a carpenter? Here's a carpenter. Here's a nurse. Well, it's pretty... Gee, he has a pain in his stomach. So. Pretty good. That'll teach me to... Are you a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come up here just a second. What's your name?
Kim.
Don't worry. Can I touch your neck?
Yes.
Is that all right with you? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, touch Kim in Jesus' name. Yeah, he's really doing something right here in the top of her neck. Wait, give him 10. Hold them hands out here. It's going to be okay. Lord, I release your anointing for her in Jesus' name. I'm going to show her exactly what she's looking for. And so you're the carpenter? What's the baby's name? Hi, Sugar. How old are you? Are you going on this many? Right? Almost? Almost? Well, bless your heart. Oh, well, that's good. Lord, bless the children. Put your anointing on their life and use them, Lord Jesus. Yeah, you're serious about following God, and He's going to use you. He's going to use you. So, Lord, I trust you.
I trust you, Lord.
That's really right. He's a genuine guy. Genuine. Lord, so I bless this couple in Jesus' name. Lord, let your will be done. That's what you wanted. You're saying, God, I just want your will done.
I just want your will done.
That's right. So, Lord, let your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Yeah. You believe that? So I believe it. Yeah. You've been praying. God said to tell you, He's heard your prayers. Give me five. It's okay. He's heard you. And He's going to turn some things around for you. You'll see the mighty hand of God at work. And then you'll be able to say, I know God did this. You believe all things adds up when God gets in it? That's what you've been trying to do, figure out the bottom line. The bottom line, God's going to turn this thing around for you. Isn't that neat? How's the girl that had the nosebleed? Where's she at? Is she okay? It's all right. But that is happening around, isn't it? That's a wild girl, but it's okay. Carolyn, you want to say anything before we get ready to go? What time do we come back tonight? 6 o'clock? Well, good.
Let me just...
Can I say one thing? I turned away from this couple right here, and let me pray for them just a moment.
Okay.
Before we, because I saw you sitting over there earlier. Okay, is that okay?
Yeah. Let me just say that as he prays for them, many of you would need prayer and would like prayer, and tonight we'll start at 6 o'clock with some worship. And let me just say to you who are left, God is here. And God has a design for this church and for you who are here. I know that even some of the things that, and I'll address these next week on Sunday morning, I think, or maybe not. I don't know. I got another message that's kind of brewing and going on that I may have to deliver next Sunday morning. Let me tell you, when God calls you and He sets you apart, He intends to bring about His plan that He has for your life and what He has for this church. And I shared a little bit with Bobby a little bit of things about the background of this church, but I didn't give him all the information what God is doing here and in your lives and so on. So, you know, we're just waiting for the Lord just to give it to him. And the Lord will. Some of you who didn't get prayed for tonight a while ago, God said, how hungry and how thirsty are you? And we're going to pursue it. Now, in the early service, I preached. And I preached about getting to the blessing place. And I'll talk about that, the blessing place. And the place of blessing is something that you've got to pursue and go after. Whatever it takes for God to do His work in your life and in this church, we have to be willing to do it, to risk, and let God do it. And God's going to come, and He has been coming. He's going to continue to come. Bobby will be this tonight and tomorrow night. And there's going to be anointing that's going to be released upon many of you. That you didn't get nothing. Some of you did. But God's going to continue the work. There's impartation that God's bringing to His church. There's a remnant that is here. You know, we've been, I looked out at the congregation this morning and, you know, it's kind of like, well, we're about 100 people, it seems like, or 75 people, you know, smaller than what we've been running on Sunday mornings the last few. I believe it's on purpose because God has a plan for the remnant and establishing them in the kingdom of God. Okay? Okay. We're going to start at 6 o'clock tonight. Let's stand, if you would. We're just going to have a word of prayer. Why don't you just put on a CD or play or something here. Let's stand. And many of you would like to hang around here to the front. I mean, it's like God's not done with you. And some of you may feel led to continue to pray for some of these who God is ministering to. Just, you know, you need to hang around here and just hang around until God is done. And if God's been ministering to you, you don't have to have somebody pray for you. If God is touching you, ministering to you, I mean, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that you want to get a hold of here. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to do your work. We ask you, Lord, to continue your work. We ask you to release your Holy Spirit upon us. Father, we know that it comes only by the Holy Spirit. It comes only, Lord, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask you to release it and to release more upon us today, tonight, and tomorrow. Now, Lord, I ask you that tonight, that you will just simply draw who you want here. Father, that you will release the anointings that you've called us to walk in. Father, that you have ordained from the very beginning of time. And Father, we bless you for that. Now, Lord, we just ask you to continue your work that you started. And Lord, we just thank you for that. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.